This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Gator. Today is National Friday. Not Thursday, Friday, Saturday. French Friday.
Oh.
Who has the best French fries? 248-539-9797. Because I will tell you this. At one point, I'd heard about these fries. I was like, all right, whatever. It's all hype. And then I had them and I went, oh my God, they really are that good. And that is the Hopcat crack fries.
Crack fries?
Yep. Who do you think has the best French fries? 248-539-9797.
People are going to think I'm just a shill if I say this, but I'm going to say it.
Okay.
Patrick J's has outstanding French fries.
Is that right?
They're outstanding, and they like to incorporate them in meals, too, not just as a side dish, but like they'll have like these Irish nachos that they make, which is with corned beef and this cheese and onions and stuff like that. It's delicious with the French fries as the base. They're... What makes a great fry is having it crispy on the outside. So it's, you can hold it and the fry's going to maintain, you know, hold it up in the air and the fry's not going to wilt or anything. It's going to hold that shape. And then you bite into it and it's got that like creamy texture inside. That to me is a perfect fry and they've got it down. Also, I don't like when you get French fries and half of them are like an inch or smaller. Like, how do this? I know these weren't cut like this. How does this happen? And all their fries are pretty good size. I love them.
248-539-9797. Today is National French Fry Day. We're going to ask you what local place has the best French fries, but we brought this up in the office before the show. And Kang, our producer, he went all big business corporate. You couldn't help yourself, but it's what you believe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm usually, you know, not the big brother corporate type guy.
No, you don't go with the man.
That,
no, you are not the man.
I'm for the people.
You are against the man. But
on this, I had to go with the old staple. You can never go wrong with McDonald's fries, man. You just can't. As long as they're made correctly.
Okay.
Well, that's the thing. Okay, because there's the caveat on that is that they have to be fresh.
Absolutely. I used to know a guy who would order fries, and people probably hated him, at McDonald's and say no salt every time.
So they'd have to make a fresh order.
Exactly, and then he put salt on it himself. After.
That's a veteran move. Okay, when it comes to fast food fries, what's better, the McDonald's French fry or the Arby's curly fry?
Also very good.
Because I think the Arby's curly fry is a take on the French fry that is phenomenal, and I would go Arby's curly fry over McDonald's French fry.
I'll give another fry that's outstanding, mass-produced. The Five Guys seasoned fry.
Yeah.
The only issue I have with the Five Guys seasoned fry is that they give you so many French fries that they kind of stick together, and when they stick together they get a little soggy, which is disappointing. But if you get them right away and start eating them there at the restaurant, delicious. Great seasoned fry.
248-539-9797. You tell us who locally has the best French fries, and if you want to go the mass-produced fast food fries, which would you go with? Because I'm an Arby's curly fry guy. Kang thinks a McDonald's French fry is still the best fry out there. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, open lines, 248-539-9797. Today is National French Fry Day. What local establishment has the best French fries? Also, 11:35, what aspect of our Detroit Lions might be underrated? 248-539-9797. We're going local. We're going fast food establishment as well when it comes to the French fries, given the fact that there's a debate here at the office. The Arby curly fry or the McDonald's French fry, which is better? Maybe you go off the board and pick something else. We're still taking your calls and a lot of feedback coming in on how Pokemon has affected people's work. Like this just came in. I have a window cleaning company My idiot employee walked off a three-story roof trying to catch a Pokemon and broke both legs. That is a problem. Okay. That sounds like the type of thing that will end up on Good Morning America on how this might be becoming a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that. I saw something on Twitter earlier this morning. It was Darren Ravel maybe had tweeted that somebody ran into him because they were busy with the Pokemon thing.
248-539-9797 to your open line calls. Richard in Huntington Woods. Hi, Richard.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So I'm incredibly hungry now. I wasn't planning on getting hungry this early in the day. Let me go with this for the commercial. I got to go with the Curly or McDonald's. But have you ever been to Social Kitchen in Birmingham?
Yes.
They've got great fries there. They're somewhere between Shoestring and Matchstick. And they serve them up with a little bit of fried rosemary over the top. Those are my favorite in the area.
Sounds pretty good.
You guys should check it out. They've got a nice rooftop there for the summer. Now, let me throw one last thing. Last night I was out biking in the neighborhood, and it was dark. And it was like Night of the Living Dead, except it was all kids and packs of three and four Pokemoning all over the neighborhood. A little bit creepy.
It kind of is. But I, you know what? It at the same time, they're not sitting around laying on a couch playing an app. They're moving around, so it could be worse. Trying to look at the positive of this.
Just go for a walk.
Yeah, they're going for a walk. 248-539-9797. Jason in Rochester. Hi, Jason.
All over the neighborhood. Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. Keep your radio down there, bud.
Yep, I'm turning it down right now. I'm going to have to agree with Doug. I think that the Five Guys fries, I'm talking between Five Guys or Penn Station, they have really great fries. And as far as corporate fries go, like, you know, commercial fries, I'm going to have to go with the fresh McDonald's, you know, no salt, get them fresh. If they're cooked right, they're perfect.
Yeah, those Penn Station fries are pretty good. You're right.
Penn Station. Well, I used to work at Five Guys, and that's a process there, man, for them fries.
It's almost like I want them. And they make those fresh for you, too.
They come every morning. They soak them in the water for, like, if they constantly try to get the starch off of them. They're in the water, like, all day till like, 3 o'clock, and then they're drained, and they're put in the buckets put in the cooler, and then in the morning they come in, they got a... They're pre-cooked, and it's a process, man, to make those fries. It really is. The Five Guys fries are delicious.
Yeah, they are. If you ask for them well done, it kind of helps to get rid of that sogginess.
But let me ask you guys a quick question about a style of French fry.
All right.
Overrated, underrated, or appropriately rated?
All right.
The waffle fry.
I think a little overrated.
Okay.
If I had to pick one of those, I'd pick slightly overrated, but I do enjoy the waffle fry. But
it doesn't suck.
No, right. I think you have to be in the mood for the waffle fry, though, right? I mean,
yeah, you got to be in the mood for it. I think they have their purpose.
Now, we went to West Virginia. Mentioned this where we saw Mace throw 149 pitches against us in the Beast of the East baseball tournament. But there's a Permane brothers.
Yeah.
And I think it's the waffle fries that they put on the sandwiches.
They have waffle fries on sandwiches?
I think it was waffle fries that they had on the sandwiches. I think.
Unless it's a new thing. It didn't.
I don't know. Well, the sandwich I had, I'm pretty sure was a waffle fry.
Here's what I like the waffle fry if you have something other than ketchup or mustard to dip it in. Like if I'm dipping into like a cheese
really?
Kind of thing, like a melted cheese or ranch, I think I like the waffle fry for that because it'll hold it more.
Interesting.
Yeah. Plus, the other thing is, you know.
So you're saying it has its place.
It's got its place, yeah. And the other thing about the advantage of the waffle fries is you're not going to get shortchanged with those small fries.
This is true. Because most of them they come with a nice wide base.
Exactly. Now, how do you feel about the steak fry? Underrated, overrated, or
I think the steak
rated?
Fry is, I think it's rated pretty high, and I think it's appropriate.
I think it's underrated.
Do you?
I think the steak fries should get more love.
248-539-9797. You like the steak fry, Kang?
I think it's like the thumb. It's appropriately rated.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's like the thumb.
Let's go to Mike in Farmington Hills. You're next. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen? I'm so happy about you guys are talking about fries. I love them. for the regular French fry, you got to go with McDonald's with the salt. Anything with salt is good. That's what makes a French fry. And the texture The problem I don't
and
like.
Good
with,
for
the
you.
Problem with the, yeah, absolutely. The Five Guys fries, I don't like those fries. And Outback Steakhouse used to have fries that they would take the potato and put it through a little blender, and it would make the French fry, and they would, you know, they would pre-cook it. But you can't cook them. Like, they have to be eaten right away. They get soggy so quick.
That's the problem, is the soggy factor.
Yeah. You can't go with those. But one thing I have noticed that's a big problem in our society that really needs to be fixed, a lot of restaurants or Coney Islands that are really good food, they don't season their French fries at all. And even if you ask them, can you please have them dip the fries in the grease and just put some salt on it for me? Because they, by the time they get out to your table, the salt will just fall off them. They have to be wet with grease in order for the salt
it's
to
true.
Stick. And they will not flipping season their fries, and I can't figure out why. I really don't understand.
Mike, we need to revisit this phrase, because the phrase was, it's a big problem in our society, and it needs to be fixed.
You
it
know
does.
What?
The French fry is one of the number one side items you can have any food. It goes with so many different things, and it's not necessarily the best for you, but it tastes the best. And we don't really care about health anymore, because our society is all about taste. So if we're going with something like that, you got to have a French fry that's cooked. The texture is important. You got to have barbecue sauce with that bad boy, and you got to make sure that it's got salt on it.
You speak,
and
I speak for yourself,
Mike. I'll tell you what. Here's what I'm going to do.
We don't care about our health anymore. This guy.
I'm texting a friend of mine right now who is a Coney Island king, and I'm going to see if we can get to the bottom of this.
The societal issue?
It's a societal issue.
248-539-9797.
You think you overstated it?
Marco in Pontiac. Hi, Marco.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
All right, Marco.
Yeah, I have to agree. Five Guys fries are the best. I mean, there's no, you can't go wrong with I love putting malt vinegar on my fries and salt.
Well, they win you over because they give you so many of them, too.
Yeah, that's the problem. They give you so many. I order just the smallest things, and they give me like a freaking half a bag of fries.
Yeah.
And like, I'm spending like $12.50 for my meal. But, hey, it's well worth it, I think.
If you're taking them home, let's say you got it to go, here's what you can do.
Yeah.
You can spread them out on a baking sheet, and you can bake them up a little bit longer, and it might crisp them up.
There you go. And for best commercial, I strongly disagree about McDonald's. McDonald's fries, I think, are overrated. I think Wendy's has the best fries, actually.
All right. Gotcha. 248-539-9797. Did you hear back from your Coney maven?
I did. I said, do you season your fries? If not, why or why not? He says, no. Does McDonald's? With 3 exclamation points. I kind of think, yeah, don't they?
Text him back. Say,
I mean, there's definitely salt on the McDonald's ones, right?
Oh, is there?
I mean, you're getting a week's worth of soda.
I'm about to say, your entire 7 days in one red cardboard container. 248-539-9797. Gary is next in Commerce. Hi, Gary.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Doug. There's a small, locally owned business called Bates Burgers in Farmington Hills and Livonia. They got two locations. I used to have more.
Bates or Greens?
Bates.
Okay.
John Bates is the owner. I've known him for over 50 years.
I know Greens.
And he actually took the business from his father. So they're around, and they put a lot of care and perfection into them. The fries are crispy, but they're not, you know, like burnt or anything. And they're always fresh, and they use the best products. And I just thought I'd throw that out there.
No, we're wondering who has the best fries, because today is National French Fry Day. 248-539-9797. Let's check the Carson Anderson inbox. Hopcat crack fries, hands down. That's from an unnamed texter. Social Kitchen and Bar in Birmingham, unnamed texter. Another unnamed texter. Best fries goes to Bagger Dave's, hands down. All these have been mentioned. Next one, I hate to say it, but Rally's fries are unbelievable. That's from an unnamed texter. From Stephen Canton, you guys are right about Hopcat crack fries. Slaps all other fries out there in the game. Next text, Jolly Pumpkin Truffle Fries. Next text, I vote Red Robin Steak Fries with their ranch. Mmm, I do like Red Robin, and I do like their steak fries. My vote for best fries is Shamrock Seasoned Fries in downtown Utica. They go great with a cold brew. That's from Alan Shelby. Shamrock's Seasoned Fries. Dime Store in Detroit has Korean barbecue fries, and I swear they're better than Hopcat's crack fries. Korean barbecue fries. That sounds interesting. 248-539-9797. Now you've got that smile again. What?
I'm disappointed. I said, well, at least they salt. And his response is correct, but that's not seasoned. I said, so you salt your fries. The response was no. That's why it's on the tables. That way people can control their own salt level.
That's right.
Looking out for the customer that way.
You don't need 7 days in one serving. 7 days worth. 248-539-9797. Jack is in Detroit and he's next. What's up, Jack?
Hey, top of the morning, fellas. You touched my heart this morning. You crossed the French fries, man.
Yeah.
Yes. Real quick, though, if you guys can remember, or maybe some listeners can help out, but between 77, 78, 79, KFC did. They had original, like you was talking, Gator. They had a wrinkled, like, French fry.
The crinkle cut?
They were tall. They were like a crinkle. They weren't too thick. They weren't too thin. They were crispy. They were creamy on the inside. And the flavor they had back then, it was just astronomical. I'm not tasted it since. I mean, they changed it. It went to wedges. I'm not saying they're the best now, but if you guys could ever remember that or know somebody right around that time, they were just awesome. I used to, I graduated back then, but I used to go and get, buy orders of those, take them back to other kids in the classroom at lunchtime and stuff like that. They were great guys.
Sounds like you are aroused by these fries.
Oh. Well, you brought back old memories. But I'm not tasting that. Like I said, I'm not tasting that. They changed all that.
He's missing it.
Years ago.
He's missing it.
All right. Jack, good to know. 248-539-9797. I don't remember. Do you remember these fries?
No, I don't.
Okay. Somebody out there might.
But I'm agreeing with somebody on hold there.
As far as what the best fry is?
It's a very good fry.
Okay. But that guy said between 77 and 79, KFC had a special sort of crinkle cut fry. I don't remember.
I'll trust him.
It sounds like it made an impression on
his life. Well, obviously it did. Here it is, 30 years later, and he's still pissed about it. Nobody can make a damn fry!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.